Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You are tuned to Time to Talk About It with Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. And I am just standing in for her just for a few minutes until she gets in. And this is Sister Diane, and I will begin with prayer today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord Father God. We're praying right now, Lord Father God, for Akira and Paul right now, to strengthen them right now, Lord Father God, on their loss right now, Lord Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord Father God, to touch their hearts and touch their minds, Lord Father. Father God, we're praying right now, Lord Father God, for Carl. He is in the hospital, and we're asking you, Lord, to just touch him today, Lord Father God. Strengthen his sister Vianne right now, Lord Father God. Father God, let her lean on you right now, Lord Father God, like never before, Lord Father God. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for touching him right now, Lord Father. Father God, we're praying right now, Father, for Kenneth Phillips right now, Lord Father. Father God, continue to touch his body right now, Lord Father. Father God, we know, Lord Father God, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father. Father God, we hold before you Jeanette Peterson right now that is going on dialysis, Lord. Father God, we're praying for each and every person on dialysis today, Lord Father. Father God, the pain that they go through each and every day, Lord Father God, having to go in, Lord Father. Father God, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for new hearts. We thanking you for new lungs. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for new kidneys right now, Lord Father. Father God, whatever they on dialysis for, Lord Father God, touch them, Lord Father God, for that is a process, Lord Father God, that they go through, Lord Father. Father God, we pray, Lord Father God, for Pastor Mosley in Jacksonville, Lord. Father God, continue, Lord Father God, to strengthen her after her stroke, Lord Father God. Father God, we thank you, Lord Father God, that she continue, Lord Father God, to press on, Lord Father. Father God, we thanking you, Lord Father God, for the healing of Cheryl Singh, Lord Father. Father God, touch, Lord Father. Father God, we praying, Lord Father God, for Crystal Mom and baby Journey, Lord Father. Father God, we looking forward, Lord Father God, to hear the praise report on them, Lord Father God, from their surgery. Father God, we ask that you touch Lee Bondow, who is suffering from diabetes and pinched nerves in his neck, Lord Father. Father God, touch his body right now, Lord Father. Father God, we praying, Lord Father God, for his soul salvation right now, Lord Father God. Father God, that he may seek you, Lord Father God. Trust and believe, Lord Father God, that you're the healer, Lord Father God, that you are, Lord Father. Father God, we continue to pray for Norma right now, Lord Father. Touch her mind. Father, continue to keep and strengthen her right now. Father God, we're praying for Marion Christian, Lord Father God, that you continue to touch her, Lord Father, and strengthen her body right now, Lord Father. Father, let her keep her mind, Lord Father God, stayed on you today, Lord Father God. Father God, we trusting and believing, Lord Father God, in you right now, Lord Father. Father God, we also praying for Collins right now, Lord Father God. And Father God, we hold to you this day, Lord Father God, the young men, Lord Father God. Father God, those, Lord Father God, that don't have a father, Lord Father God, that the mother, Lord Father God, have to stand in, Lord Father. Father God, touch them right now, Lord Father God, for the enemy right now, Lord Father God, is just out to get the young men right now, Lord Father. Father God, we know they are the ones that carry the seed, Lord Father God. Father God, touch their minds, touch their hearts right now, Lord Father God. Father God, we're praying right now, Lord Father God, for our neighborhoods right now, Lord Father. Father God, touch that mother right now, Lord Father God, that got arrested, Lord Father God, for disciplining her kid, Lord Father God. Father God, strengthen her right now, Lord, Father God. Oh, Father God, we praying right now, Lord, Father God, even for the airways right now, Lord, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father God, we trust in you, Lord, Father God. Father God, you say ask, Lord, Father God, and we asking today, Lord, Father God, for you to just touch, Lord, Father God. Touch your people, Lord, Father God. Father God, let them stand, Lord, Father God, upon your word today, Lord, Father. Father God, let them not stand down right now, Lord, Father, but it's time, Lord, Father God, for them to band together, Lord, Father. Father God, let them get right now, Lord, Father God, upon that wall, Lord, Father God, and pray, Lord, Father God, like never before, Lord, Father God. Father God, we're praying all this today, Lord, Father God, in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And at this present time, we're going to turn you right over to Apostle Porter.
Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Praise God. You tried to get our dear sister to give a word or two. You know, that's all. Just talk about Jesus. You know, we be so apprehensive. The thing is, all you got to do is just start talking about Jesus, and one word will lead to another. Amen. And you find out after a while, you've just about done preached a sermon. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just talk about his goodness. See, I tell you, if I don't never come up and say, this is a preach word, this is my sermon, just say, start telling us his goodness and watch how it works. Watch how it works. That's all. Just tell us his goodness and what he done for you. And you'll see how good God is in using you. Y'all, they want to make it so hard. And somebody told you to go to seminary school and all of this kind of stuff and everything. And all you got to do is tell the goodness of Jesus. Tell what he done for you and how he brought you out and brought you through, brought you over and whatever. You know? Yeah. Well, you know, I know you wish she'd have kept on going. But we thank God the pastor Sharon is here today with us, amen, and trying to get her to take this over. If I could just get some of these preachers to take over. Yes, make me feel like I'm doing something. You know? Let me read you a little word today. Throughout life, patience is the virtue many people find most difficult to attain and practice. The seasonal workings of nature can provide the perfect inspiration. Throughout life, patience is the virtue many people find most difficult to attain and practice. The seasonal workings of nature can provide the perfect inspiration. Now, this is summertime. You know what they say, this is summertime and the living is easy, right? You get some patience because winter is coming soon. Praise God. Oh, God is so good, you know. And I tell you, I just don't know what else to say, but God is just good. You know, so good. We can hold that soul a long time, can't we? In the midst of sorrow, he's still a good God. Because he knows what it takes, and he knows that when it's time for us to go, you know, somebody's going to miss somebody. I don't care if you ain't got nary friend did you call a friend. When you leave here, somebody's going to miss you. Huh? Somebody's going to miss you. Yes, they are, and you thought you didn't have nobody, right? But somebody will miss you. Ah, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. Now today we're going to continue talking about that manifestation, releasing the manifestations in your life. All right, we're still talking about that. But let us talk from a different way today. Now I'm just going to read a few scriptures here right now. I'm in Jeremiah, supposed to be, the wind must have blown my page. Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've seen something else, and I almost went to that. Jeremiah 20. That's where we are. Jeremiah 20 today. Yes, yes, yes. I believe that's where we are. The fan just blew my page. That's all. Glory to God. Now, we're in Jeremiah, the 20th chapter today. Now, I'm going to read a little bit, and we're going to talk a little bit, all right? And then we're going to let this woman, great woman of God here, you know, get fired up. You know, I like for you all to get fired up around here some way. Amen. I like to see the preacher come out, y'all. Y'all be so, like y'all so shy. Y'all get out there in the street and you just yell and clown and everything. Let somebody mess with you. Won't be shy then. Now, we talking about Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a man that was always in some type of difficult or challenge. And his life was like a life of challenges. He spent more time in jail than he spent anywhere else. And you would thought he was a criminal, wouldn't you? He was not a criminal. He just was the one that talked about God. That's what he was. And sometimes that can get you there, you know. And if we're going to start at the 7th verse here. It says, O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I, and has prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mock me. Now, here this man is, the man got a lot of problems going on here, so he's a little discouraged, He's a little discouraged. You would say sound like a lot of discouraged, don't it? And people are mocking him because he studied talking about God. Is anybody mocking you? Anybody talking about you, putting you down, All around. Now, you could be in the same position. Now, someplace in another scripture around this, might be the 17th, around about the 17th chapter, the scripture say, this is what Jeremiah wrote, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, who can know it? Now, then he goes on to say, the Lord searched the heart. He said, the Lord said, I try the reins even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. See, now, he wrote that. Jeremiah is the prophet that wrote that. But when you are encouraged to write what God say, it ain't gonna always make you feel good. When God tell you to do something, it don't always make you feel good, and everybody's not gonna like you. Now, to me, personally, the flesh, I would say, Lord, by giving your word, everybody should be crazy about me, right? That's what we want anyway. But it doesn't happen like that. When you give the truth to someone, they're not going to like you. They're going to be mad with you. And all you're trying to do is tell them what thus said the Lord. They're going to be mad. So here, Jeremiah, over in the 20th chapter now, he's come through some hard times here with the enemy. He come through some hard times. Now, let's go on a little further in the 8th verse. For since I spake, I cried out. I cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me and a derision daily. See, now he keep crying out to the people. These people are very wicked, okay? And he's crying out to them. You know, you crying out to them trying to get them to change. But you become a reproach to the people, okay? And you seem like God ain't nowhere to be found. You're saying, oh, my God, where are you, Lord? Why have you left me, God? Are you going to deliver me now from this challenge that I'm in now? Maybe you're in pain. Maybe somebody's left you alone. Maybe all your people gone. You know, today these churches, I was looking over the roster of churches for sale. Man, if you just knew how many churches for sale, even in Florida, my God, my done closed the doors, the people are gone. What happened? People are discouraged. They don't see the hand of God working, not manifesting, so therefore they gone. Now, where are they gone? They have left and gone to Disney. They have left and gone to Waterworks or Water World or some type of amusement park. They want to be, the people today want to be amused, okay? Instead of being amused, they get abused because they have left their covenant. They have left God and gone a whoring after another God. Okay? That's all it is. Okay, and so therefore, churches have closed for this, that, or the other reason. Maybe the pastor wasn't called. Maybe he spent too much money building such a great edifice, say, for God, you know, and God ain't never visited there, you see. So you can build a great building, and there's no God there, so there ain't going to be no people there, you see. These things can happen. So we have to know who's speaking to us, okay? We have to obey what he's saying once we know who it is. This is what he said in the 9th verse. Then I said, I will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name. Now he upset. God done left him, got these people mocking him, and oh, they're just doing all kind of things to him, you know. And he said he ain't going to speak no more in his name. But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. I got to do something here. You know I ain't gonna talk no more in his name, and you know how you get sometimes. I ain't going to church no more, and I don't want to hear near another preacher again, and I don't want near another prophet to prophesy, you know, and so forth and so forth. This is what we come to sometime when we are weary. I call it war torn. You've been warring so long, you're so tired, and your wounds are open. Your wounds are open, huh? And you can't seem to get relief. You ain't got no mercury calm to close the wounds. Huh? You see, we are in a pickle. We're in a predicament right now. It looks like God done forgot all about you. Now, you've been in that way? Oh, we've all come through that way. We should have come through that way. If you've been warring hard enough, you know, for people, places, and things, you just constantly warring, constantly warring. And the more you war, the more people malign you and talk about you and put you down and mock you and pick at you all the time and bully you and everything. Someone is always doing something on you, you know, trying to make you fall and, you know, all kind of things the devil has got somebody doing. They are listening to what the devil tell them, you understand? But no, we're not going to settle for that, are we? We're not going to settle for that. Let me show you. Go to the 10th verse, what did he say? He said, for I heard the defaming of many, fear on every side. Report, say they, and we will report it. All my familiars watch for my halting. See, the devil is round there doing what? Watching for you to fall. See, because you got a little weary in well-doing. And this is why the Bible tells you, don't be weary in well-doing. But you shall reap. You're going to have a due season. Tell somebody, tell that devil, say, I got a due season. And my due season is going to release the manifestation of the power of God. Huh? Come on, talk to him now. Talk to that devil. Let him know now. Just because he's around trying to halt your saying, trying to keep you from saying that. You see, saying that you are releasing your manifestation of the power of God to operate in your life to accomplish all that God had promised. Now listen what he said. Preadventure, he will be enticed. So see, this is what the devil is doing to you right now, trying to say that you're going to be enticed to give up. You're going to be enticed to go out to the park and say, forget about church. I'm going to Disneyland, a Never Never Land, the fantasy place that I can lose myself. You're right, you're going to lose yourself or you'll find yourself in hell. Out there talking about losing yourself. See, the devil is just enticing you to give up, to throw in the towel. Let me go out here and do some boogie-woogie-woogie, go to the club. Let me go out to the concert, the crazy people concert, whatever they name it. You want to go out there and dance to the midnight hour. And you know, you want to smoke your weed and get you a sweetheart on the side and something. Forget about your family. Forget about God. Forget about everything that's right. The devil has enticed you. Huh? He worked. He was working, and you let him. Huh? And this is what he said. And we shall prevail against him. See, the devil saying, we're going to entice him and prevail against him. We're going to bring him down. Huh? Can you just see the devil working? That's why all these things is going on in your life, because he's trying to entice you. He's trying to bring you down, huh? Because he wants you to do what? Fail, huh? He want to get the victory over you. Do you see what he's saying? And we shall take our revenge on him. Oh, once I get him down, I got him now. That's all the devil is saying. This is why you're going through so much, huh? This is why there's a time now when you should be lifting up your head. He said, oh, you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors. Instead of you doing that, you looking down and got your head bowed down almost in the sand, trying to hide. Trying to hide where? In sin, huh? If you hide in that sin, there will be no manifestation of the anointing. It will not be released in your life. Do you get the picture here? You will never see God manifest the miracles that you're looking for. You'll never see the healings happen like you desire to see. You will not see it because you allowed him to entice you, and in your enticement, you have allowed him to bring you down. That's why he tell you, you know, you can be tempted, but don't yield to temptation. Don't go along with him. Don't give him favor. Don't say, you are not going to take over me. Don't let him do that. Say, no, 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 devil. And be what? Firm about it. Don't be wishy-washy. Well, I think I mean no. No, I could mean yes. No, people are so indecisive today. This is why so many churches are closed, because of it. And then if some of the people gone, you started out with maybe 20,000 people, and all you got now is 12. Now you got 12, and you want to close the door. Them 12 right there could rise up, and let me tell you, they can do what? Like I told you yesterday, there was a Jonathan and his armor bearer. and they brought down a nation of people. Just the two of them. Why? They had more on their side than that army did. Did you see what I'm saying? And that army, with the help of God, made them people do what? Trot on their own self, kill their own selves. Each other. Do you see what I'm saying? Why would you allow the devil to entice you to the degree that you give up? I'm not giving up on my church. I mean, I feel like it sometime. I ain't going to tell you I don't. I feel like it sometime. Yes, I do. When you ain't got enough or nothing to do nothing with, and you got a whole lot you got to do, but you don't see your way. I know how they feel. But if God called you, He's going to bring you out of it. He's going to bring you through. He's going to help you climb every mountain that's in your life. He's going to make you do what? Break down every wall that is standing between you and Him. He's going to do it. But don't let the enemy get no glory, because he ain't no glory belong to him. And he always trying to take out frustrations on you, and you get so bothered and impatient. Don't forget that word, impatient, until you want to do what? Give up. Get impatient and fight back. Get impatient and start being radical. I'm going to knock him out. He got to go out of my life. He's getting out of here. I'm not taking nothing else from this devil. He will not have the victory in my life. Hear what I'm saying? Two. Now look at it. Let's go on to the 11. But the Lord, this is what Jeremiah had to come with that bud. Put a bud in right about now. But the Lord is with me as a mighty terrible one. Therefore, my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. Hello, somebody. Did you get it? They shall what? Not prevail. This is what he say. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. This everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. We ain't going to forget what you're trying to confuse me. You got me all confused for a little bit, but it ain't going to last long. Because what? Who's there? God is there. The Lord is. Tell them like Jeremiah said, the Lord's with me. Now, if you believe that today, talk to the devil and throw it up in his face. Because he gonna throw everything he got up in your face. So throw something back at him. Say, the Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. And he's mighty, and he can be real terrible. Oh, my God, you don't want to fall in the hands of an angry God. Oh, Lord, no, you don't. The devil don't even want to talk. He talks stuff, and he tried to mess with you because he figured you were weak, and he know he can't get no victory over God. The only way he can get God is to get you. God ain't trying to lose nobody. It's you wanting to be lost. So you allow the enemy to come in and just slip you that Mickey, and next thing you know, you're crazy as a bedbug. You're going to fall. He's going to get the victory over you. But don't let him confuse you any longer. You've been just say, listen, I've been confused enough. Got to rise up now. Talk to it. Say, get out of here, devil, right now. The Lord is with me. Talk to him. The Lord is with me. Just keep telling him, if you don't know nothing else, the Lord is it with me, and I'm the one going to prevail, not you. I'm prosperous. I know you ain't got a penny to your name. I know how it is. Your pocket's so flat, they leaning together. You don't even know the pocket there is so flat. See? See? But that's a trick of the enemy. To make you think that God don't love you, he's gonna let you be a beggar. God ain't got a beggar. He said, ask. Ask what you will. Ask what you want. Ask what you need. You ask him, and he's the one to answer. The devil only going to answer, make you more poor than you ever were, have you outdoors and crawling on the ground and everything, eating dirt. That's his way. But God's way is not that. He said he got cattle on 1,000 hills, and he give you everything you need. He already done promised you that. You don't have to. You could just believe, trust him, and God will manifest it to you. Huh? If he have to bring manna from on high, you know the birds have to come down here and just drop there. You pick him up and cook him. What you see if the fish just jump up in your hand and say, here, I'm ready for you to put me on the fire. Huh? God can manifest these things just for you so you won't have to go hungry. Huh? You don't have to. The devil tell you you got to. God ain't thinking about you no more. He ain't thinking about you. You sinned. You did something wrong, and God... Oh, God, have mercy. I'm so glad God ain't like them. I'm so glad all you say, God, forgive me. Whatever I did wrong, and if you know what you did wrong, say what you did wrong and say, God, forgive me for that sin. And he's merciful. And you know he say he long-suffering. He long-suffering. Longer than we are. We ain't going to suffer long. We going to let flesh get in the way all the time. Every time you turn around, we allow flesh to come in. Huh? But God keep trying to manifest to you that he got your back. If you continue to walk upright before him, he's going to do what? He's going to make a way out of no way for you. He always make a way. He came that you may have life and that more abundantly. Not a poor life. Abundant life. Huh? You see? He came. That's why he suffered and he died. And he gave up his life for you. You and you. And me. I ain't leaving me out. I'm getting some too. Because I'm looking for that manifestation always. I expect the unexpected. I expect something to come from nowhere. Oh, that I didn't even imagine was coming. I am expecting it. I'm still expecting. I don't see nothing in my bank account yet. I don't see a thing in my pocketbook that wasn't there before. But I'm looking for the unexpected to appear, you see, because I'm serving a God that's unlimited. I'm serving a God that do care about me and love me. I am serving that type of God that keeps his promise. I'm so glad about it. Ain't you glad about it? Huh? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me tell you, now, you know, this is David. David knew that God bless him. He knew that. Saul knew. And they always use God's words to receive. When you go out through the book of Psalms, you find all through there how David always, my heart is indicting the good matter. I speak the things which I've made touching the king. And he knew that when he speak God's word, something happened. Huh? This is why I say we need to learn how to change the way we talk. Change the words from, you know, most people, they talk a truth, but it'd be a hateful truth. You know what I mean? You say, well, I'm speaking the truth, but it's a hateful truth. It's in a hateful way. Or you are sort of speaking the truth, but you're wishing ill on your neighbor while you're speaking your truth. Okay. Hello, somebody. Did you get that? Praise the Lord. You know, I'm looking for people that are walking upright before the Lord to start confessing what God is doing. Now, you know, we did had one testimony of Kendall, I think his name Kendall Phillips, Mr. Kenneth Phillips, excuse me, how God brought him back. He was very, very ill. And God brought him back. She said it wasn't, I had the wrong one, but I wrote down Kendall somewhere that he was the one who had the coma.
Yes.
Who, Charles?
Yes.
Oh, Matthew Charles had the coma. All right. Forgive me, Kenneth. It was Matthew Charles that was in a coma and God brought him back. He had a manifestation. You see what I'm saying? He had a manifestation. We looking for Kenneth to have one too then. All right? He need a healing, so we looking for that. So call in Kenneth and let us know the minute it happened. Because, listen, just as sure as you are believing along with us, God is going to manifest it to you. And you're going to be able to testify of the goodness of God. See, you're going to be able to testify that. Hang on it. Hang into that word. Just hold that word now here. Close to your heart right now and watch God work. That's all I can say. You know, I'm so glad that I had this little moment with you talking about Jeremiah a little bit, you know, because Jeremiah went through a whole lot. I don't think some of us today could make it. The way people are leaving churches and everything and all this, and where they going? Ain't no place else to go. Huh? You feel like you can stay home and then you go out and drink and party and get by, right? How you going to make it into God's kingdom all drunk up? Huh? If he calls, you won't hear because you're too out of it. If you land up in sin, fornicating and committing adultery, do little things that you like to do, huh? Where you think you're going? What you think going to happen to you? You left church to do that, huh? You left church to ho-hop around? You left church to do what? What did you leave church? Because the church say you ain't no shacking. Ain't all this shacking done. No. Marry the person. You love them that much? Marry them. They love you? Get married. Make it legal. But I don't want nobody to tell me. I want to live with them. I don't want to marry nobody. You crazy. You don't want to. See? So you can leave the church because they say, no, we can't have you sitting up here singing the songs of God and supposed to be glorifying and magnifying God. And what you doing? Behind closed doors, you drinking, smoking, laying, lying, and playing. Huh? Now, how you going to make that scene? My God, I don't want to go into that because I become evangelistic and then you really going to be mad and stop listening. So I don't want you to stop listening. So I want you to hold on to God's unchanging hand because let me tell you, trouble going to come and that man's money going to run out that you call yourself going with and he giving you money and he got a wife and 10 children. And he don't even take care of his children. And you trying to run behind him, trying to get his money. What you think, what's your payday going to be like? I dare not even think about it. Because what goes around comes around. Just to show and it don't be so good when it comes back around. All right, here is Pastor Sharon.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, I know you were awakened this morning. I tell you, from the word of God, from Apostle Porter, I tell you, that's, I mean, it's a serious word, y'all. It's time for us to just apply the word to our life and realize that the war we are in is all about what, taking you out of position, out of your purpose where God has called you to be, and causing you to go back, causing you to look back like Lot's wife. When God was trying to deliver them out of that situation, she kept longing for it. She could not what separate herself from the sin. And it's something to think about this morning. I mean, the word from the book of Jeremiah, that was a powerful word from the book of Jeremiah, because we always heard about Jeremiah being the weeping prophet. It's like, you know, the trials, though. He has to go and tell the people what God thus said the Lord. And you know how it is, like, they, you know, said, no, you really don't want to hear it. Here goes the bad news prophet. Here he goes again. He, oh my goodness, let's lock our doors, because you know when he comes, he has nothing good to say. And that is so true about human nature. We don't really want to hear about it, right? But isn't it awesome that it's better for God to use the man and the woman of God to bring forth the word than when God used to show him, bend himself, you know, manifest himself in the Old Testament? You didn't have a time, a chance to say grace and mercy, Lord have mercy, because you were wiped out. So today we are to take heed to the word of God. Take heed to the word and pay attention, because he come to steal, kill, and destroy. The enemy wants you to what? Take back everything that God has given you. He wants you to backtrack every step that you have went forward. He's trying to take you backwards. And I like the word that came about from Jeremiah the 20th chapter, verse 10. For I have heard the defaming of many, fear on every side, reports say they, and we will report it, and all my familiars watching for my halting, saying, pre-adventure he will be enticed, and he shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him. And I tell you, it reminded me, you know how the word of God let us know that he will prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemy. I tell you, it's like God, when you have situation all around you and everything just keep coming, and it just keep coming to knock you off your feet. I tell you, you know what? I learned something especially in the last couple of years, that instead of giving up on God, you can just release people out of your life. Release them. Release them. Let them go with their foolishness. Let them go with their negative talking. When we're talking about negative talking, always pulling you down, always pronouncing the opposite to happen over your life. You got to release those people, because apparently you're not walking the same way. They don't have the same vision. They're not walking the same way that God told you to walk. They're always, what, one feet going backwards and the other feet trying to go forward. And after a while, they got to split. And you know, if you don't watch yourself when you're doing that split, you can hurt yourself. So you have to release some of the people in your life. You got to change your way of thinking. You got to know whose you are and know that, wait a minute, God has brought me from a long way. I refuse to take down to the Sanballat and the Tobiah. I refuse to take down to this situation at this time. I refuse. You may want to be in time. You may want the enemy to deceive you, lie to you. Deceive means lie. We learned long time ago, the enemy give you that illusion that the grass is greener across the street. Your illusion from looking from long away, it looks so super evergreen. But when you start getting closer and closer, you start walking in it, you start seeing the brown spots. But when you're looking from a long way, it looks what? Evergreen. He's what? He's deceiving you. He's letting you see that, okay, that looks good. Just like in the book of Genesis, right? About it looked good to the eyes. It was pleasing to the eyes. And then when it's pleasing to the eyes, you want to reach out and touch it. Mm-hmm. And then what? You get deceived. You get deceived. So the word today is do not be deceived, right? Don't allow the enemy to deceive you. Ask God to open your eyes. Open your eyes that you may see clearly. Because you don't worth it. It's not even worth the heartache. It's not even worth the pain. And you may think you're gaining, but you're actually losing out. You're losing out your grounds from where you are in the Lord. And I'm reminded that, I mean, when David was saying, my God, and in Psalms 22, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the word of my ruin? My God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and I'm not silent. But thou art holy, O Lord, O thou that inhabitest the praise of Israel. And there's time you do cry out to God and say, Lord, I don't understand this. I don't get this. You ask God, God, have you forgotten me? But you know what? I'm reminded that's the time to just stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand and wait on the Lord. We hear the word about not being patient. But you know what? You'll possess your soul in your patience, not reacting to the situation, not reacting quickly to the situation. Now, I understand you standing flat foot and tell the devil, not so. Not so, devil. Not so today. Not today. It will not happen. It will not happen. Not so. Not so this morning. We ought to at times tell him, not so. It will not be. Not what the enemy wants to be happening in my life. It will not be what you say it will be. It will not be what you have prophesied over my life. Why? Because I'm trusting in the word of God. I'm trusting in what he say. Because the word of God let me know heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will stand. His word will come to manifestation. His word that he has spoken, it being manifested even right now. And I don't have to walk into another word, but I can walk into the true word of God, what God has spoken over my life. And yes, trial and test may come your way. And yes, you may get disappointed along the way. And yes, you may be hurt along the way. And yes, you get weary in well-doing. And you get tired of doing the right thing when people keep mistreating you. Yes, you get tired along the way. But you know what? I'm reminded that my help coming from the Lord which created the heaven and the earth. I'm reminded that he's the one that have heaven and hell. He's the one that can do the judging. He's the one that can make the difference. He's the one that can turn it around. He's the one that can calm you in the midst of the storm. And yes, when your heart is all broken and you feel like you can't even breathe anymore. Why? Because of so many things that is going on. You still got to trust in the Lord. You still got to stand on his word. Remember now, Jeremiah been through so many things, but not because he was walking wrong. He was called for that purpose. He was called to do the work of the Lord. And I'm reminded that the ones that are chosen go through so many more things than the other saints. They go through so much trial, so much. Yes, but you know what? It's not time to give up. Why? Because he is your shepherd today, and you shall not want for anything. So remember today now, don't allow what the other things to come in your life to deceive you, to fool you, to let you don't wait on the Lord and take the substitute instead of the real thing. Because we're reminded now, you know how in the jewelry store, that if you don't watch it when you're dating, they try to give you, oh, baby, here's a knife. nice rock I'm giving to you. And you think, it's, oh, he loved me, he loved me. And when you take it to the jewelry store, they tell you it's not worth what you thought it was. So don't allow to the enemy to trick you. Why? To let you know, if you come this way, I'll marry you. No, they won't. Do it the right way and let God move. Don't what? Compromise. Don't what? Take down, but stand on the word of God. Stand on his word today. And I'm reminded by Psalms 31:24, say, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. So our hope is in him. Our trust is in him. It doesn't matter what's going on around you. Find yourself in a quiet place. Find yourself in a place in God where he can give you that rest, that he can give you that peace that you need for the hour. So remember today now, even though Jeremiah went through those things, even though they did not want to hear the word of God, you heard the word the woman of God said, he was in jail more times than anything else, but not because he did anything wrong, but because God called him for that time. God called him to bring forth the word. God called him to not look at their faces. God told him, what? Just speak my word. Open your mouth. Speak the word. Even if they look at you like cross-eyed, even if they roll their eyes at you, oh, here you go again. We don't want to hear you. You need to be quiet. We don't want to, you know how it is when people don't want to hear you, or they tired of seeing you. Well, imagine Jeremiah going through that. But you know what? God is the one that called him. God is the one that in the end has to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So when you do, when God calls you to do a work, remember the end report. You want him to say, enter into my rest. Why? Because you have done everything I have purpose in you to do. So be encouraged today and know that with God you are more than a conqueror. With God you can make it. You can make it. You can make it. You are an overcomer today. I am what God says I am today. I am more than a conqueror to him that loved me. I can overcome today. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am what God says I am today. Start speaking that word of encouragement to yourself, because if you pay attention to the adversity around you, it will do something for you. So many people, we heard the word, having stroke. So many people having heart attack. Why? Because of things that is going on in their life. And if you don't learn how to let it go, let it go, let it go into the, let God handle it. Why? Because he knows how to handle it all. You can't do nothing about it. Worrying won't change it. Keep talking about it won't change it. But when you find yourself in God and you lay it before him, he will give you that supernatural strength. And there's times you have to say, Lord, strengthen me right now. I need your strength. I need your strength today. And he will strengthen you for that moment so you can able to overcome. So know today that victory is yours today. Do not turn around. It's not even worth it. You've been in God for a long time and you allow other things to cause you to tip out. Do not allow it, y'all. Stop today and turn around and acknowledge it to God and say, Lord, please forgive me. Oh, God, forgive me for all my sin. Forgive me for my thoughts. Forgive me for my action. And he's a just God and he will hear you. The man may not understand, but God is an understanding God. Know that God loves you today and he came and he died for your sin. So go to him. Talk to him about it. In the minute hour, he will hear your heart cry. Oh, one thing I know about him, you don't even have to open your mouth, but he will hear you. Just talk to him. Talk to him. Sometimes it's better to talk to him than talk to people all around you, because they may look at you like you're crazy. Here they go again. But you know one thing I love about God? He knows exactly exactly where you're coming from. Why? Because he sees all sides of the story, and he knows you especially. So trust in the Lord and lean on him. Don't allow the enemy to deceive you. Why? Because you are an overcomer, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, y'all can't tell me y'all ain't got blessed by that word. You can't tell me you didn't find yourself nowhere in that word. I tell you, what are you manifesting today? Just ask yourself that question. What are you manifesting today? Are you manifesting the God in you, or are you manifesting the devil in you? You know, I was reading where, you know, in the beginning of Jeremiah, where he was called from a youth. And he didn't want to, you know, he was afraid because no one would listen to him. Now, how much of us in this day and time that if a young child come and tell you something, that you would say, get away from here, you don't even know what you're talking about.
Amen.
You know, we so much caught up in who it is we want to hear the word from that we don't even pay attention to what's going on around us. You know, and Jeremiah, he was complaining to God. How much of us go to God and complain, or we just complain just for the sake of complaining? Can't go through nothing. Want sympathy for every little ache, every little pain, every little trial that you're going through. When are you going to stand? When are you going to go to God and say, Lord, this is what I'm dealing with right now. I can't handle it. You got to help me with this. Even when your friends and your family begin to rise up against you because you're standing for the word of God, and to keep your soul salvation, you have to go to God. Because if you don't go to God and you get back into self, then all you're doing is falling right backwards. Instead of going forward to God, you're falling right backwards where the enemy say, yes, I got them now. If you find yourself there right now, just go, Lord, please forgive me. Help me, Lord, Father God, for what I did, for what I thought. Help me, strengthen me. In this day and time, time is so short that you don't even know when you're going to be standing in judgment. I don't care if you're a Christian, you've been saved a thousand years. I don't care. But just that one little thought, somebody could just come right there in the mix and rub you the wrong way, and that thought. And you didn't even ask God to forgive you, and you're going on in such a rage, and he take you out there. Where do you think you're going to go? I heard my apostle earlier in, you know, when I came into the ministry, say, God send you, not God, forgive me, that the fake will come before the real thing. So if the fig will come, and you know the fig, you know the devil, he think he's God. He just think he is God. So you know what? He going to dress something up and make it look so nice, and you fall for it, that you won't even know the real from the fake. You heard Pastor Sharon talk about that that diamond, how you think that is so real. Oh, it's big and it's real and it's shining, but can it cut glass? Can it cut glass? So today, don't take the fake for the real. The fake don't cut glass. Ain't that powerful? It don't cut glass. Trust and believe that the word of God is true, and it shall come to pass. He say his word would not return to him void. So you know what? Stand on the word of God. Don't let nobody shake you. Don't let nobody shake you. Stand on the word of God. You know who you serve and you know who you belongs to. And know that when people is doing you wrong, give it to God, because he said vengeance is his. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Tomorrow night, that's tomorrow night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. So come on, call in. Let's wage war on the enemy right now. I tell you, tear his kingdom down and let him know that you are an overcomer. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael, what I'm just saying, and that calling number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I
let God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things
start happening. I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go when
I can let God. Let him have.
Let God have
his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go.
I let go when
I let go. Let him have, let go, let God, let go, and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.